Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Richard DeKayser back on the show. Richard is a one-time USA Today top economist in the galaxy at one point in time. And I think they said in the country, but I'm sure they meant the galaxy. He's now deputy chief economist at the Parthenon Group. And somebody that we turn to on a regular basis to help us understand what's going on out there, not only in the macro economy, but some of the micro components of the macro economy. He's our good friend Richard DeKayser. Welcome back.
Good to be here, Jim.
It's good. Always a pleasure to have you back, Richard. One of the things that people are starting to pay attention to is what kind of impact the economy is going to have on the next presidential election, and here it is early in 2012. It's probably a little early in some ways, from a macro standpoint at least, it might be a little early to forecast any one way or the other the impact the economy will have, because a lot of people will make up their mind in the last 30 days, won't they?
Sure, but that doesn't mean it's too soon. You can't keep a forecaster down. And in fact, there's actually a long history of doing this sort of thing. The dean of election outcome predictions was a fellow named Ray Fair, and he's been doing this forever at Yale University. And he's built these statistical models, which basically run on two things. Number one, the status of the incumbent. How long have they been in office? Are they a Republican? Are they a Democrat? Is there a war going on? That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is the economy. And his model has accurately predicted 20 of the last 24 election outcomes. And, basically if you plug in the consensus view, what do people think is going to happen? And you're absolutely right, Jim, about the final months being most important. His model in particular puts emphasis on the 9 months ahead of the November election, so basically the first three quarters of this year, which we haven't, entirely probed into yet. But if you plug in sort of the consensus view of the economy, which is moderate growth, maybe some diminishing unemployment, but not much, if any, you basically get the following outcome. The Democrats, in this case Obama, gets about 49% of the two-party split vote. That's a very close call. 1 percentage point as these things go.
Say that again. Say those numbers again.
So if you get moderate economic growth, so the consensus view is we're going to see something like 2.4% this year. The consensus view is that today's unemployment rate of 8.4 goes down to 8.3, which, is essentially unchanged. If you plug those kinds of factors into this election prediction model, the Democrats, in this case, the incumbent President Obama, gets 49% of the two-party vote, so the vote split amongst the Republican and Democratic parties, which means the economy is going to be huge. If things turn out to be worse than that very consensus prediction, it could shift things dramatically in the favor of
So what you're saying is what you just described is about the best that we can hope for with the economy, and that's a middling growth with no horrible news on unemployment. That's about as good as the president can hope for right now. In 9 months away.
No, I'm going to take that. No, I'm going to take. Yeah, I think that's the consensus view. So I mean, literally, the reason I'm talking about this also is because one of the things I do on the side is I'm a director of a group called the National Association of Business Economics. We do surveys of forecasters. We ask them, "What do you think is going to happen this year and next?" That latest survey has just been compiled and released to the press today. So those numbers I recited to you are the consensus, or the middle of the range. We took all the optimists and the pessimists and everyone in between and looked at the center of gravity in that group. That's where you get the 2.4%. And that's what basically has the election close to a toss-up, slightly favoring Republican candidates. So what that says is that there's, you know, an even dispersion, could be better, could be worse, and depending upon how that plays out, it should have a very significant effect on the election.
It'll be interesting to see, and I want to hear more about this, about Richard's surveying of his fellow business economists. I want to hear more about what they're forecasting. We'll do that right after these messages. It's 22. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Richard DeKayser is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.